From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The dollar store expansion seems unstoppable. After all, Dollar General alone opens more than 1,000 stores a year across the United States. But some communities have fought against dollar stores trying to open in their towns and won. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on the anti-dollar store playbook.
If you want to know why someone would give up the glamour of New York City for a tiny, unincorporated town like Culioca, Tennessee, Chris Gramling says just look around.
We're sitting on bales of hay. My neighbor's two dogs are up here sleeping. I see my goats in the distance. When the sun goes down, the stars here are going to be absolutely outrageous.
Gramling bought this farm in 2019. But 2 years later, when he heard a Dollar General might open in town, he considered moving again. Leaving behind the dogs, the land, all of it because of a dollar store.
Yeah, I guess I really don't like them a lot when you lay the facts out there for me, Stephen. I just am opposed to it. It's unbridled growth for growth's sake.
Look, lots of people love dollar stores. They're convenient, cheap, but there's also a growing backlash to the chains. At least 75 communities have rejected dollar stores in recent years, according to the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. The group advocates for small businesses and against the growth of corporations. It recently released a guide to help communities looking to stop dollar stores from opening. So these are your four easy steps for fighting off a dollar store.
I wish I could say they were easy. We tried to make them understandable.
Kennedy Smith is the researcher who wrote the four not-so-easy step guide. And step one is to slow the process down, with something like a pause on dollar store development.
To just sort of say, wait a minute, have we really thought about this?
The extra time is also needed for step number two, figuring out a legal way to stop the dollar stores. Smith does warn this part of the guide is important, if a bit dry.
It's good reading for those insomniac nights when you're trying to fall asleep.
In Culioca, opening the dollar store would have required rezoning, so stopping the store just meant getting the county commission to vote no, which led into step number three. Persuading the decision makers. By that time, an old school phone tree and a modern Facebook group had spread the word and grown the opposition. One by one, residents spoke at the meeting, giving different reasons for being against the store. From resident Laura Mitchell pointing out there are already plenty of dollar stores just outside of town.
To me, progress is not putting the same store that you have 3.5 miles up the road straight down and plopping another one in.
To Liz Reeves' fears, it would force the town's one market and restaurant out of business.
We need that store. It's been with us forever. We do not want to see that one fail.
Gramling also spoke at the meeting, saying the land should be used by someone that respects Culioca.
That's what I think is super important. We don't allow a vampire like Dollar General or any of the others to come in and do that to us.
Now, some researchers say there isn't solid evidence backing up the idea that dollar stores wreck local economies and ruin diets. Still, the dollar store backlash worked on commissioners like Debbie Turner.
I've never seen this much outrage in the community. They simply do not support it. They have valid reasons, and I can no longer support it either.
The county commission voted against rezoning, which meant no Dollar General would be coming to Culioca. But remember Smith's four-step guide? Well, step number four is a warning. Be prepared. Because win or lose, the dollar stores will be back.
And they do. They come again and again and again to try. I've seen communities that have fought them off 3 or 4 times, and they still keep coming back.
So she's advising communities to cement their opposition in law. About 50 cities and counties across the country have passed laws that say no new dollar stores within a certain distance of one that already exists. In a statement, Dollar General said these kind of bans hurt customers with stretched budgets that could be helped by one of their stores. For his part, Gramling's been thinking about what would happen if the stores tried again in Culioca.
Maybe they'll win. I don't know. Maybe they'll win, and I'll have to. I'll make my next chess move.
And that chess move might be a literal move out of
here. It might be. Here, have it. I love Culioca, but you guys want to wreck it? Have at it.
But he believes the town will be better prepared to fight against the dollar stores again when they come back. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.